You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Since the Omicron outbreak and the announcement that the country will be moving to the red setting in the traffic light system, both the government and epidemiologists alike are encouraging the public to use N95 masks. However, with limited stock in the country and heavy implications from the government that the current disposable and cloth masks we are all using are no longer sufficient, there's been a sense of unease and nervousness about what masks to wear. I spoke to Dr. Amanda Karsvik, an epidemiologist from Otago University's campus in Wellington, about the N95 masks and what we can do to protect ourselves.
Could you explain what the N95 masks are?
N95 masks are one type of mask that we call respirator masks. And that's very topical at the moment because the evidence is not very clear that for the public, these are the most effective masks available.
And how are these different from the regular cloth and disposable masks that people are currently using?
The biggest difference between these respirator masks and the surgical and cloth masks is that they are better filters. They're more effective filters, so they can filter more of the virus. That makes them a very important public health protection because they can help to dampen down infection and slow the rate of the Omicron outbreak.
So since the announcement of the Omicron outbreak, there's been a lot of encouragement from the government and experts like yourself to go out and buy N95 masks or use them. However, the country is already low on stock of these masks. And there's also this almost sense of fear that if you're unable to get your hands on these masks, you have no protection for Omicron. Is that necessarily true, that you're helpless without them?
No, not at all. The key thing to remember is that any mask is better than no mask at all. So if you have a mask, use it. And if you can't get a respirator mask, don't worry about that. What we public health experts are recommending is that the government now needs to step in and make sure that every New Zealander has access to these masks. So that's a responsibility of governments, not of individuals. The main things to think about with the mask, whatever that mask is that the mask must fit well over your face. And that's because you don't want the virus to be coming around the edges of the mask towards you or away from you. So a mask that really fits well and is comfortable, that you can wear comfortably for long periods of time, any mask of that sort is going to be worth wearing and worthwhile.
Following on from that, you said that it might be important that it's the government's kind of responsibility to encourage the use and the availability of these N95 masks. Do you think in the future there should be some sort of scheme that if they do become mandatory that they're readily available to people and might not and have maybe a lower price or be lower cost?
Absolutely. As a general principle, if the public health response, the pandemic response is asking you to do something, then the response must also make sure that you can do what you're being asked to do. That's a very important principle. So if the government now moves to a position where we're all wearing masks, it's his government's responsibility to make sure that everyone has access to masks. That's particularly important because some people will find masks hard to afford and hard to find. We could follow the example of Singapore, where in public places you can find vending machines that can dispense a pack of masks free of charge to anybody who needs one.
And as you said, it's quite important that the mask fit correctly around your face so there's no gaps that come out. And we've had a lot of talk that with the N95, people might struggle to properly wear the mask even when you do get your hands on one. How do people wear these masks correctly, and what are some tips for wearing them when people do eventually get a mask?
It's really just common sense. Now, medical people wearing masks to work in a hospital setting have a thing called a fit test, which is a very strict test of a mask's fit. We don't need that for the general public. It's really just about common sense. What you want to do is you want to put the mask on and then put your hands around the edge of the mask and breathe out. If you can feel a lot of air flowing around the sides of the mask, then it's not fitting very well. Then you might want to think about what to do about that. It could be about adjusting the clip around the nose, or it could be around adjusting the straps. It might mean that you need a different mask, but mostly you can get there by adjusting the mask that you have.
And as we said before, you can adjust them to fit your face. But with somebody like me and others, I have an extremely small face to the point where the only masks I can find that probably fit me are children's masks. Are N95 masks really an option for me and others that can't typically wear regular adult masks?
That's a really good question. Everybody's got a different shaped face. These masks don't vary very much, but they do come in different sizes. And adults with smaller faces often find that the medium size or the child size masks work very well for them. And so roughly speaking, younger children would have a small size, teenagers or smaller adults would have a medium size, and the rest would have a large size. And it might be a question of trying two different sizes to see which one is better. One of the difficulties we have at the moment is that these respirator masks are not available in New Zealand in child sizes, and that's something that we need to sort out very quickly.
Do you feel like these masks could have been put in place as mandatory before the Omicron outbreak occurred, or do you feel like this is an appropriate response for the time that we're in right now?
My colleagues and I have been recommending masks for use in the pandemic since quite early in 2020. And so it has been frustrating that this has been one really important tool for the toolbox that New Zealand hasn't used. But I would say for the Omicron outbreak, masks are particularly and especially valuable. So if we're going to start using them, now really is the time. One of the things that we're seeing overseas is that Omicron outbreaks spread very, very quickly. And that's going to be different from what we've experienced here so far. One of the effects of that very rapid spread is that before long, it becomes too difficult to test everybody. Because we've got a high level of vaccination of adults in this country, which is very good, people might have much milder infections, and that's also good. But it might mean that people are infectious without knowing it. And that's a really strong reason for us all to be wearing masks, that just in case, we don't want to be passing on the infection to people around us.
And finally, just to cap it all off, going forward with this pandemic, and the ways that we combat the virus, are there any other suggestions that you'd make to the public about how they can protect themselves and other people?
The most important thing for us to be thinking about right now is airborne transmission. The virus travels through the air. So if we can look around us in our daily lives and think about that, we can make a very big difference. One of the huge advantages we have at the moment is that we have summer on our side. We have warmer weather. We can have windows open. We can meet to socialize and exercise outdoors. Some important things to remember are that some people aren't able to wear a mask, and that's absolutely fine. Another point about masks, which is very relevant to me, I'm profoundly deaf and I rely on lip reading to know what people are saying. When everyone's wearing masks, I find it very difficult to access communication. So that's been a little bit ironic that through the pandemic, I've been advising people to wear masks, and I'm doing it because it really is so important. But what that means is that communication, particularly in public places, might get a little difficult for a lot of people whose hearing isn't perfect. We're all going to need to be a bit patient. What I suggest is if you're talking to somebody and you've got a mask on and they don't seem to have heard what you said, maybe try at most two times to say what you want to say and then find another way. That might mean texting them, it might be writing something down, it might be pointing at something or making a gesture. But try to think about those creative ways to keep that communication going.
That was epidemiologist Dr. Amanda Karsvik and I discussing the debate around N95 masks and how we can protect ourselves from Omicron.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.